This week, Michigan State University's president and its athletic director resigned. The U.S. Olympic Committee says USA Gymnastics' entire board must resign. And an Ingham County judge sentenced disgraced sports doctor Larry Nassar to between 40 and 175 years in prison. And it's all because 156 women and girls were given a platform to share their stories of abuse. Their personal stories are powerful. And for the next 8 minutes, it might be difficult for some listeners to hear.
When I was just 2 years old, I witnessed a production of Alice in Wonderland. It was full of dazzling dance numbers which captured my tiny heart, and I knew right then and there I wanted to be a ballerina when I grew up.
I fell in love with the sport of gymnastics when I was 3.
I was a dancer and an athlete.
I was a swimmer.
I was a young girl pursuing my dream to be an Olympian.
A confident, trusting 16-year-old gymnast whose dream was to make it on the MSU college gymnastics team.
Dance was my life's passion. It was my art and it was my sport. But it is also the vehicle which drove my unassuming body into Larry Nassar's office.
I started seeing Larry Nassar at the age of 8, right here in my hometown of Lansing.
The first time I went to see Nassar, I was 12 years old.
15 years old.
Everyone at my club, on the U.S. national team, and across the country saw Larry, and everyone said the same thing. He was a miracle worker, and he could fix just about anything.
The best sports medicine doctor around.
The best gymnastics doctor in the United States.
I could not believe how lucky I was to have the privilege of seeing you.
You manipulated me into thinking you were the good guy.
He used gifts, charm, MSU connections.
He would bring us food and coffee at the Olympics when we were too afraid to eat too much in front of our coaches.
He was a world-renowned doctor. I was honored to be a patient, but more importantly, a friend of his. He even had a nickname for me, Goofball.
I was your little goof. And so I looked to you as a role model, hoping to volunteer at MSU Sports Medicine alongside you someday.
I remember watching the newest Olympic gymnasts go up on the wall one by one as you grew more and more famous. I remember being scared you would leave us and we would have to find someone new to put us back together.
He called his treatments myofascial release. He would work the knots out of my back and hips. It was uncomfortable and painful. I remember feeling grossed out by his hairy arms sliding up and down my back, down the sides of my legs. He said something about not being able to get to the right muscles externally, and he was going to have to go internally.
Next thing I knew, he was in me. His bare fingers were in me. But the worst part of all this, as I remember my terminally ill dad sitting in the chair across the room, trusting this doctor.
I remember laying there wondering, is this okay? This doesn't seem right. Should I say something? What's happening? I didn't know what to do.
I immediately shut down all of those thoughts as I told myself you were going to fix me and that it was okay to feel uncomfortable, that you were going to heal my pain.
He did not stop when I grimaced from the pain. I was not sexually experienced. I thought his grunting and odd noises were because he was working so hard to get the knots out of my hip. Now I shake with disgust.
I remember trying to get up because I felt so uncomfortable. But you nervously laughed and pushed my head back down and told me not to move. I felt trapped. I was stuck. I wanted to scream.
Well, here I am, Larry. I am 22 years old now, and I have had to put myself back together from you breaking me piece by piece.
I can't do intimate relationships because even the thought of trying to have one makes me cringe.
I've lost 20 pounds in the last 3 months due to stress.
Migraines.
I am anxious all the time.
Panic attacks. PTSD.
High anxiety disorder and post.
I've had graphic nightmares. Paralyzed in my sleep.
Trapped in his examination room.
Locked in the back room at Twistars. Unable to scream.
Table and I'm yelling, but my voice doesn't work.
Since Since this is a victim impact statement, I need to point out that even though I was the one that was physically abused, there are important people in my life who are also victims.
My parents,
Chris and Marla.
My Spartan pride
is a victim. My husband, Scott, is a victim. I am no longer the person he married. My children. Some days I have to remind myself I have two beautiful little humans to take care of. Miles, my bright, energetic, sassy 7-year-old, and Emmett, my gentle but fiercely loving 4-year-old. They are victims too.
It is important to remember that this man has a severe mental illness. He's a sick, evil man. Those who allowed his behavior to continue, notably Michigan State University, who knew and did nothing, are also sick, evil people and are equally as liable.
I told somebody. I told an adult. I told Michigan State University back in 1997. Instead of being protected, I was humiliated, I was in trouble, and brainwashed into believing that I was the problem.
So I assumed I was the problem.
I pushed my gut feeling away that something was wrong.
I told myself he knew what he was doing.
Why did I not see it for what it was? We were all so young.
Victims were silenced, intimidated, repeatedly told it was medical treatment, and even forced to go back.
The school I loved and trusted had the audacity to tell me that I did not understand the difference between sexual assault and a medical procedure.
She said I hadn't really been penetrated. I only thought I had because, quote, when I am a 15-year-old girl, I think everything between my legs is my vagina.
The investigation done by MSU was brief and sloppy, and it left me feeling disposable and worthless. Larry Nassar was cleared to practice again under new guidelines that were never actually enforced.
And the reason everyone who heard about Larry's abuse did not believe it is because they did not listen.
Today is a new day.
The tables have turned, Larry. We are here, we have our voices, and we are not going anywhere.
Today, I am claiming my freedom from you.
Those little girls that you treated like objects and things are all grown up now and are here to bring you hell.
How dare you ask any of us for forgiveness?
I am breaking free from the chains you put me in 20 years ago.
And how dare you act like you care for a second about our healing?
Today, I am finally free.
And how dare you say sorry about everything you've done?
I am no longer that little girl.
I'm here today with all these other women, not victims, but survivors.
I have the control now.
We have a voice now. We have the power now.
That was Jamie Dancher, Larissa Boyce, Morgan McCall, Samantha Ersch, Nicole Reeb, Jordan Weber, Jamie Dowski, Marie Anderson, Anya Gillengarten, Emma Ann Miller, Trine Gonzar, Melody Postuma Vanderveen, Alexander Raisman, Bailey Lawrenson, Taylor Livingston, Rachel Den Hollander, Amanda Tomashow, Jennifer Rude Bedford, Lindsay Lemke, Kira Johnson, and Maddie Johnson.